Good morning, everyone. So during this holiday shortened week, U.S. equity futures are rallying so far Tuesday morning. The major European indices are flat, basically, to down a small. Meanwhile, in Asia, stocks saw mixed priced action. We saw that the Japanese indices generally were flat, but some of the Chinese indices traded up. We saw some standout names out of Asia were Tencent, Baidu, BYD as well. And in Korea, we saw pretty strong gains in Samsung and SK Hynix amid ongoing optimism around memory and AI. Over here in the United States, apart from U.S. equity futures being up, treasuries are flat to up small. Fed expectations are holding approximately steady. The market is placing roughly 80% odds of a June cut and roughly 80 basis points worth of cuts throughout 2024, or the remainder of 2024. In terms of macro and market news, it was a rather slow and quiet evening. I think the whole week is going to be pretty slow until we get to Friday, when we have PCE inflation prints coming out of the United States, and Powell will also be hitting the tape with certain comments. There are a couple of headlines, though, and news points that I do want to point out that I think are important. In the United States, Donald Trump received mixed news on Monday. On the one hand, positive for him, the New York judge dropped the size of the bond he needs to post. He dropped it from $450 million to just $175 million, and Trump came on and made a meme about it by saying he would pay with it in cash. But on the other hand, the on the separate case with the Stormy Daniels hush money, the judge ordered the case to start on April 15th. Also, a quick aside there, Trump Media and Digital World transaction formally closed on Monday, and that stock will be trading under the ticker DJT starting today, Tuesday. But I think another development that's important on the political side is that there is momentum is starting to build for RFK Jr. to run on the Libertarian Party presidential ticket. If that's the case, that could potentially be a material change to this race, because that means that RFK would immediately be on the ballot in all 50 states, something that he is not currently on. And so he is having a de minimis impact on the race. If he were to join the Libertarian Party ticket, watch out, that could have potential implications, not only for Donald Trump, but also for President Biden. On that note, by the way, RFK is expected to announce his vice presidential pick this morning. Also, lastly, on the Middle Eastern front, we all know the UN Security Council resolution that passed yesterday. We had statements from the Israeli government saying that they were not going to oblige with a ceasefire. And Prime Minister Netanyahu also canceled a delegation of senior officials that were scheduled to arrive in Washington for negotiations in response to that resolution. Also, keep an eye out in China over the next day or two here. In fact, the Chinese government extended the stays of many of the CEOs that were meeting with President Xi. They extended them into Wednesday. So a lot of news out of there. China also signaled increasing support for the yuan overnight with another strong fixing. That's it for now. I'll pass it back to you guys.
Insignia Financial Group, LLC, comprises a number of operating businesses engaged in the offering of brokerage and advisory products and services in various jurisdictions, principally in Latin America. Brokerage products and services are offered through Insignia International Financial Services, LLC, headquartered in Puerto Rico, and through Insignia Securities, LLC, headquartered in Miami. Both are members of the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, and Securities Investors Protection Corporation, SIPC. Investment advisory products and services are offered through Insignia Advisory Services, LLC, an investment advisor registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission. In Uruguay, advisory services are offered through Insignia International Asesores de Inversión Uruguay, SA, Insignia Asesores de Inversión LATAM, SRL, and Insignia Asesores de Inversión de Uruguay, SRL, in Argentina, and through Insignia Argentina, SAU, and in Chile, through Insignia Asesorías Financieras, SPA. Collectively, these eight operating businesses make up Insignia Financial Group. To learn more about the broker-dealers, including their conflicts of interest and compensation practices, please go to https://insignia.com/disclosures/or via www.finra.org. To learn about Insignia Advisory Services and any conflicts related to its advisory services, please see its form ADV and brochure, which can be found at Investment Public Advisor Public Disclosures website, https://advisorinfo.sec.gov/.